It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Chad and Nate.
Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Broncos insider, presented by ROX Rocks, Heating and Air. Troy, I'm just picturing you at some high school dance, man, with this song in the background. You kind of doing a little, I don't know what you would call it, a little fairy-esque kind of dance?
Stop. I wasn't in high school when this song came out. I think I was in college, Chad. Oh. I think I was at CU.
Okay, right on.
Lee. So I know I didn't go to any dances in college. In high school, I got kicked out of a couple of dances for being out of control and just my friends and I causing terror and making fun of the surroundings.
Troy Rank causing terror? Tell me about your terror-causing days in Longmont.
I know. I grew up in Pueblo. We had friends. I was into metal before alternative, and I had a friend in a thrash metal band. So often at dances, we would try to form mosh pits, which surprisingly didn't go over well.
Surprisingly, yes. All right. So in some ways, man, I'm seeing this Raiders game as a bit of a trap. From the outside, it's easy to go, oh, okay, you know, John Gruden, their head coach, their play caller is gone. This team is now going to be in disarray, but it's still Derek Carr. It's still Darren Waller, it's still Hunter Renfro, it's still Max Crosby on the defense. The interim head coach, Rich Bisaccia, is a special teams coach. Broncos have one of the worst special teams in the league. There's a couple of ways here where I see the Raiders can get some advantages in this matchup.
Listen, I'm kind of over the Broncos finding reasons on why they should lose games. It's at some point, the narrative has to change around this team. If they're a good team and if they fashion themselves as a contender, which they have since July, you have to find ways to overcome it. And to me, if you can't win a game and you get out coached by a team without a coach, it's an indictment of your staff and your players. Von Miller said it yesterday. We've got to get this win. Maybe he jumped the gun in talking how big the Ravens game was and the Steelers game was. You cannot overstate the importance of this game, Chad, that the Raiders are in chaos. You should benefit from that. And the key is a fast start. Create doubt in the Raiders by punching them in the face. I don't need you to feel the game out like it's a 15-round heavyweight bout. Just go in and start throwing haymakers to a team that's been through chaos. That will create doubt in the Raiders.
I agree with you on the fast start, but this is a team, Troy, I feel like we've been having the same conversation for 5 years about slow starts, right? Now it's 24 consecutive games without getting a touchdown on their opening drive, 21 of which have been under Pat Shurmur. That's a bunch of different quarterbacks, a bunch of different personnel. Like, what do you attribute this trend of slow starts to? Is it their style? Is it their philosophy? What is it? Just, hey, bad luck? Why do they continually have these slow starts?
Well, the first plays of the first 15 plays or so are scripted plays. They're just not good enough at times. Sometimes games during this stretch, certainly over the last 5 years, there's been a talent deficit. Well, I mean, let's call it what it is. I don't know that that's the case this year. Now, sometimes there's been games without Judy and Hamler. They're a little bit compromised, but not enough to prevent scoring in the first quarter. Take away the idea that, okay, they haven't scored a touchdown on the first drive in 24 games. That stinks. That's not fun to have attached to your name. They've only scored one touchdown in the first quarter this season. That is the bigger issue for me. Okay, so you don't score in the first drive. Get a couple first downs, play the field position game, so on your second drive, you score a touchdown. That's part of it, James. The other thing is, for me, they lack creativity. They seem to show things the other team is prepared for. And when I covered Mike Shanahan, when I've covered great coaches through the years, they constantly have you playing in a reactionary position. I just don't feel that way with the Broncos offense. So if the other team's not reacting to something new, then it comes down to what? Oh, win your one-on-ones. You got to win your one-on-ones. Well, you know what? Sometimes the scheme has to win the matchup. If you don't have guys who are just crazy talented, then allow the scheme to win the matchup. And I don't see that enough. I don't see it through creativity. I don't see it through motion. You can have 11 personnel and do crazy motion. We just don't see enough of it. So to answer your question, James, I think they become too predictable early in games. And that's fine if your defense is playing lights out. But if you fall behind 17-3, 24-6, they're not equipped to come back from games like that offensively.
Troy, the seat under Big Fangio has gotten hotter over the last 2 weeks. And now you're playing a team that's, you know, obviously got an interim head coach. Players know when they've been out-coached, when the team has been out-coached. If this Raiders game is a loss for the Broncos, and it's clear that the Raiders had a better plan than the Broncos, that locker room is going to know that. It's one thing for the hot seat for Vic Fangio to be discussed within the media and, you know, here locally, but within the locker room, if this game ends up being a loss for the Broncos, that's going to be a crushing blow for Vic Fangio.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about trust and respect. Trusting your coaches, putting you in the best position to win at this level, creating mismatches, putting you in position to win games. If you lose to a Raiders team that has no coach, no offensive coordinator, and then you turn around and go to Cleveland and lose, now you're 3-4. Doubt at that point has crept in. They can say it hasn't, but based on recent history, four straight losing seasons for the first time since 1963 to 72, no playoff berth since the Super Bowl, there's no way you can argue to me that there won't be doubt. And that is when it gets dangerous, where a season can start to slide. And Vic Fangio knows defense. He does. I think at times his schemes don't fit his personnel, because you watch his schemes work with Brandon Staley. We watched it work with the Rams last year, but they had Aaron Donald and they have Jalen Ramsey. And you look at the Chargers and they have Derwin James and they have Bosa. Something doesn't connect with the Broncos to make their defense special. And that's, for me, Vic's got to shine in these few weeks. Like, if he's the defensive genius he professes to be, he might have to adapt and adjust to the personnel, because the defense has not been special the last 2 weeks. The opponents have converted 14 of 29 third downs. So that's a problem. Not only is the offense having trouble staying on the field, the defense is not getting off the field. So Fangio, for me, given his expertise in defense, and he has it, he's got to find a way to tweak the team and the personnel in a way that's advantageous. Because I just feel like at times you're at this, he's saying, we had the right fit, we had the right call. Well, if you did and it's not executed, then you don't have the right players in some cases to execute the call. So it might be time to adjust the call. Chad, you would know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely there needs to be a understanding of who your personnel is, understanding of my scheme and how all those fit together and how to best utilize all those pieces. And it clearly is not matching up for the Denver Broncos.
Hey, Troy, I can make the argument that three people, their job is on the line this week. And that's Vic Fangio, if you get out-coached by an interim coach, we just talked about. Pat Shurmur, I think he's clearly on the hot seat. And even though I don't blame him for the two losses, Teddy Bridgewater, because at some point you say, well, if you're going with Teddy because the goal is to win now and you're not winning, when do you go back to the kid? Of those three, who do you think is under the most pressure this weekend?
I would say Pat Shurmur, because it's the head coach that would make that decision. That's kind of the last thing you do as a head coach, is remove a coordinator. I mean, I don't advocate for anyone to get fired in season. I don't. But the heat, it feels heavy this week, James. It feels like the pressure's on. Vic has made it clear, Fangio and his pressers, you know, it's not good enough offensively. Ultimately, Vic brought Pat Shurmur in. It was his handpicked choice after he let go of Scangarello. So I'd say in order, it would be Fangio. I don't see pressure on Teddy Bridgewater right now at all. Now, if they lose the next two games, you have to decide who you are and what you want to get out of the rest of the season. And if you say, we just want to see what we've got in Drew Locke one last time, I just think, for me, they've moved on from Locke. I don't see his future here. That, for me personally, I've said they would both play and have a chance at some point this season. Drew did. He did not play well against the Ravens. And I don't know that they trust him right now to come in. So you asked me, would Teddy Bridgewater be benched? He's on pace for 24 touchdowns, three picks and 4,000 yards. I mean, that is light years away from what Drew Lock posted last year. So to make him a fall guy for it, James, you would have to have a philosophical shift that we're playing for kind of the future. And that is not how this roster is constructed. It's not how Vic has approached the season. It's not how George Payton, frankly, framed the roster with a bunch of defensive guys for Fangio. So based on your question, James, I would say it would go Shermer, Vic, quarterback, based on where they are now. But again, if they lose the next 2 weeks, everything's going to become uncertain moving forward.
Thanks, Troy. Appreciate it, buddy.
You got it, guys. Take care. Have a great show.
All right, that was Troy Rank, Denver 7 Broncos insider, presenter of ROX, Rocks, Heating and Air. What should we expect from the Raiders offense this week? A heavy dose of Josh Jacobs, pass heavy with Derek Carr and Darren Waller. We'll dive into that next.